know, we were told right from Sunday night that,
we were told right from Sunday night that it's a cervical dilation and there is no way to revert back. That's when we asked for a termination. We kept on asking them if there was anything they could do to save the baby, and they said, no way, that's too late. Basically, it's a cervical dilation, there is no way to revert back. They said it's very unusual, because there is no bleeding, there wasn't even a drop of blood. So they thought it was an accident, or some sort of damage. They didn't know. We kept on asking for a termination, and it didn't work. They said, it's the regulation that they're bound to, and they can't help us. So on Tuesday night, things really got worse, and basically she suffered chilling, and her heart rate was fluctuating, and she was having uneasy breathing, and she literally was in pain. So I think she contracted an infection. Things must have got worse because her womb was open for the last 2 days, so the risk of infection was high. The hospital card just kept on saying, she's fine, she's young, she'll get over it.
Praveen, a number of people have been getting in touch with us to talk about the law on this in Ireland. Stuart in Lisbon is one of them who posts on our Facebook page, abortion is legal when the mother's life is at risk, as it clearly was here. Was it clear to you that Savita's life was in danger through all of this?
Because it was her first pregnancy, and it was her first baby, you know, we had no clue about this law, and we hadn't gone through it before. Both of us were in shock.
And Praveen, you mentioned that you say one of the medical staff talked about this being the law because Ireland was a Catholic country. Lucian's been in touch with us from Las Vegas on our Facebook page, and he says, calls based on religious beliefs should be made by patients only. Medicine and healthcare systems should be completely ethically and morally independent. Do you agree with that?
Of course I agree, and that was one of the questions that Savita asked.
Of course I agree, and that was one of the questions Savita asked. And the guy came back and said, it's a Catholic country, and she said she's not Catholic, she's a Hindu. He said, I'm sorry, unfortunately it's a Catholic country. The law and the regulation doesn't permit us to terminate the fetus.
Are you convinced that had she been allowed a termination that she would have survived, Savita?
Oh yes, I'm very sure that she would have survived. If they had terminated, she would be with us today. She was already talking about the next pregnancy when she was in the hospital. She's young and she's full of life, and she wanted to have babies, and she loved her father so much. I literally can't believe she's not with us.
And Samuel has been in touch with us as well, Praveen, from Angola. Well, in fact, he's from Angola, but in Scotland at the moment. And he says the family's understandably angry. Maybe having a closer look at the condition that caused the miscarriage will save more lives instead of the ideological